Sewanee Drive. The victim is expected to be okay. No arrests have been made. New video shows a school resource officer tasing a student at Bullitt County High School, and many parents are now concerned. The Union Springs Police Department released a statement saying that the student allegedly assaulted the officer. This incident is now under investigation. And the owner of the historic Hotel Tallahassee has appealed last month's vote by the city council to condemn the building. Mayor Johnny Hammack says there will be a public meeting on May 14th for residents to voice their opinions. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
consider. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday, too. Toro Days at the Home Depot, with the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, trimmers, and more. To celebrate, come in now for our lowest prices on any Toro lawnmower or blower. Today is the day for doing. So get outside and enjoy the holiday. Happy Toro Days with the best prices of the season, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 18th through May 1st.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
ISIS claimed responsibility for the Easter bombings in Sri Lanka.
Newly released body cam video is providing more clarity. In this police-involved shooting, the driver opens the door. Within seconds, his hands go up and the officers open fire.
Vice President Joe Biden will officially enter the presidential race on Thursday.
The acting head of Homeland Security tells 60 Minutes the Trump administration's family separation policy is not coming back.
Two of the nation's largest drugstore chains, Walgreens and Rite Aid, say they have plans to raise the minimum age to buy cigarettes and other tobacco products from 18 to 21.
One of the nation's largest distributors of opioids became the first to face federal criminal charges in the opioid crisis.
James Holzhauer, he just keeps winning on Jeopardy, and he's done it again.
118,816, and now a 14-day total of 1,061,554.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution of peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom. Because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better read than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said, the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said, there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We will keep in mind and remember that Barry Goldwater has faith in us. He has faith that you and I have the ability and the dignity and the right to make our own decisions and determine our own destiny.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228 is where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. They're going to be doing their Spring Fest Saturday. I'm going to be down there judging the cooking contest, along with my good friend Mark P. Bunting of WSFA fame. Maybe some other friends that will be joining us. But look forward to seeing you. As soon as I figure out the exact time I'm going to be there, I'll let you know. Reed mentioned something like 2 o'clock, so if the judging is at 2, then I'll definitely be there for that time, but I'll try to get there a little bit earlier. Okay, went by Fresh Market. They've got the grass-fed ribeyes, 25% off. So it's normally $15.99, so you can buy that for $11.99 a pound.
Oh, wow, that's a fantastic deal.
They have the New York Strip Prime on sale for $12.99 a pound, and we know how good that is.
Oh, my goodness.
they have all sorts of pork on sale, too many to mention, but I mean, it's like everything porky has got like 25% off, so it's really some good stuff. So go by and see them at Fresh Market. They've got some great things. Particularly, this is going to be a great weekend to cook out. 85 degrees, if I saw it correctly, on Saturday. I'm all about the weather here. Let's do this. We had the president go out and do a departure statement on his way to Marine One. There's some little tidbits in here I think you'll be interested in.
I can tell you already knowing what he's about to say. Only took a few questions.
He's approaching the press.
And here it goes.
So the stock market and our country from an economic standpoint is doing the best probably it's ever done. We're hitting new highs again. We've hit new highs, I guess, close to or over 100 times since I'm president from the time of the election. Unemployment numbers are the best they've ever been by far. We have almost 160 million people working today in the United States. That's more than we've ever had working in our country before. We're doing well on trade. We're doing well with China. Things are going good. I'm bringing the First Lady right now. She's worked very hard on the opioid crisis. We're down about 17% from last year, which is pretty amazing. We're down 17% with the opioid problem. It's a big problem. It's a big addiction, and we're handling it. The doctors are working with us. The labs are working. The clinics are working. The pharmaceutical companies are working with us, and we've made a tremendous amount of progress. John, go ahead. Well, the subpoena is ridiculous. I have been the most transparent president and administration in the history of our country by far. We just went through the Mueller witch hunt, where you had really 18 angry Democrats that hate President Trump. They hate him with a passion. They were contributors in many cases to Hillary Clinton. Hate him with a passion. How they picked this panel, I don't know. And they came up with no collusion, and they actually also came up with no obstruction. But our attorney general ruled, based on the information, there was no obstruction. So you have no collusion, no obstruction. Now we're finished with it. And I thought after 2 years, we'd be finished with it. No, now the House goes and starts subpoenaing. They want to know every deal I've ever done. Now, Mueller, I assume, for $35 million, checked my taxes, checked my financials, which are great, by the way. You know they're great. All you have to do is go look at the records. They're all over the place. But they checked my financials and they checked my taxes, I assume. It was the most thorough investigation probably in the history of our country. I think I read where they interviewed 500 people. I say it's enough. Get back to infrastructure. Get back to cutting taxes. Get back to lowering drug prices. That's what, really, that's what we should be doing. Well, we're fighting all the subpoenas. Look, these aren't like impartial people. The Democrats are trying to win 2020. They're not going to win with the people that I see, and they're not going to win against me. The only way they can maybe luck out, and I don't think that's going to happen. It might make it even the opposite. That's what a lot of people are saying. The only way they can luck out is by constantly going after me on nonsense. But they should be really focused on legislation, not the things that have been... This has been litigated, just so you understand. This has been litigated for the last 2 years, almost since I got into office. Now, if you want to litigate, go after the DNC, crooked Hillary, the dirty cops, all of these things. That's what should be litigated, because that was a rigged system. And I am breaking down the swamp. If you look at what's happening, they're getting caught, they're getting fired. Who knows what's going to happen from now on, but I hope it's very strong. But if you look at drain the swamp, I am draining the swamp. Thank you very much.
And I thought that was the interesting part of that is he was saying they need to go after crooked Hillary, they need to go after the dirty cops. And he said, I don't know what they're going to do, but that's what they need to do. I think he knows exactly what's about to happen. And that telegraphed to me that he knows that Barr is going to get in there and really mix it up. Rudy Giuliani basically says the same thing. Let's listen to Rudy Giuliani. This is first Hillary Clinton yesterday at that time summit.
I want to get to 2020 and some other subjects also, but before leaving Mueller, you're a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Did Donald Trump obstruct justice as you read the incidences as Mueller lays them out?
Well, I think there's enough there that any other person who had engaged in those acts would certainly have been indicted, but because of the rule in the Justice Department that you can't indict a sitting president, the whole matter of obstruction was very directly sent to the Congress. I mean, if you read that part of the report, it could not be clearer. I mean, as I read it, basically what I thought it was saying is, look, we think he obstructed justice. Here are 11 examples of why we think he obstructed justice, but we're under the control of the Justice Department, and their rule is you can't indict. But we do have checks and balances in America, and there is this thing called the Congress. I mean, you could not be more explicit than, please, look at this. You may look at it and conclude it doesn't rise to an impeachable offense. That's your job, but I'm giving this to you.
To you is what the end of it is. Okay, so that was Hillary Clinton yesterday at the Time Summit. Now, listen to Rudy Giuliani make a comment about that.
Rudy,
good morning.
Is she right?
I have a hard time reacting to that. I mean, there's a woman who really obstructed justice. The president didn't delete 33,000 emails. He didn't have somebody smash up telephones. And he didn't have someone wipe out a server and bleach bit it, among the few things that she did. The president was innocent of the underlying crime. That's conceded.
Collusion.
Collusion, delusion, right? No collusion. If you're innocent of the underlying crime, then everything they're talking about is an effort for him to defend himself. So if I tell somebody that I'm innocent, please testify on my behalf and say what happened, am I obstructing justice or am I defending myself and serving justice? But these demented prosecutors who turn the thing into he has to exonerate himself, never heard that in American law or English law or Roman law or any law. They turned it into, we assume he's guilty. So if he says to somebody, don't cooperate or cooperate, he's saying it because he wants the truth to come out. And what he said was, cooperate, but tell the truth. But they don't buy that it's the truth. To this day, they don't buy there's no collusion. They had two investigations to prove it. The FBI counterintelligence investigation, in the words of Peter Strzok, no, they're there. Uh-huh. And then this one. How this ever got started in the first place is the next investigation.
Right, but Hillary
and Ms. Clinton, no, Ms. Clinton better get a lawyer.
Well, because she said that the reason he wasn't indicted is because there's a DOJ standing policy.
There is. There used to be a
president.
DOJ standing policy. You cannot indict a Clinton no matter how much they obstruct justice, no matter how much evidence they destroy, no matter how often they lie, and no matter that they committed perjury. You can't indict a Clinton. It's against the Democrat Justice Department rules. This is not a Democrat Justice Department. It's not a Republican Justice Department. It's the kind of Justice Department I work for. I prosecuted Republicans and Democrats, and I didn't think either one of them had a monopoly on virtue of vice.
So I think that's the next thing that's going to happen. You heard him say, Rudy lays out these little gold nuggets that if you pick up, he's telling you, he's pointing you in a direction here. Then we go to a break, coming back with more Rudy.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Show.
Turn on, tune in,
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Keith Pinkerton at Mr. Electric. How do we make things better? Our customers say it better than we can.
Professional. Top notch.
They were on time.
Fixed it on site.
I'd recommend Mr. Electric to anyone.
We're proudly making things better in the Montgomery area. And we're proud to be a neighborly company.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Visit MrElectric.com.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Dogs are man's best friend, and while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Subaru, your 2019 Subaru Dealer of the Year for Alabama. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yeah, looking forward to the weekend down at Squeaky Farm Market. Hope I see you guys down there. Let's go to the phones and go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Hey, that piece you played from the president, he tells the truth. You know, and these Dems, they don't look at the way the country is going now. And this country is great.
Yeah, like they're in economic boom denial, as Investor's Business Daily said.
Yeah, I mean, I think back when I was a young man, 18, in 1972, you didn't know if you could get gas on the interstate during President Carter.
Yep.
A lot of gas stations were shut down.
Yep. Even in odds.
Yes, sir. And today, there's plenty of gas. Now, I disagree with the gas prices, but I understand it. But, these people just don't look at how the country is. Why do they want to tear this country back down again like Obama did and the Bushes did?
Well,
can you answer that?
If you're successful, then if the Republicans are successful, that means they're not, and they don't like that.
Well, I just don't get it. Why they want to just keep fighting this man? We have a great president, best one since Ronald Reagan. And to me, when I was in the military, Ronald Reagan was he was a king. I mean, when Reagan come into office, boy, military just changed 100%.
Yep, I remember vividly.
Yes, sir. And Trump is making it better. Just hang in there, guys. We're going to be all right.
I think so, too.
Yes, sir. Yep. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
You have a good one, Clint. Thanks for being a caller today.
We just got word of a traffic backup on I-85 northbound in between the Taylor Road and Chantilly Middleline exit. It's not a wreck.
I can't imagine that.
Not a wreck. Apparently there is work being done on the road, so they've closed down the right lane, which is causing a bottleneck in a very busy part of the interstate. Again, that's on I-85 northbound in between the Taylor Road and Middleline Chantilly exit. It bottlenecks. I believe the right lane is the one that is closed, so go slowly towards that slowdown.
Who came with the idea of closing that during this time of the day? Yeah, the traffic's kind of brisk out there. I'm not sure what's going on, but it's kind of like spring break. Breakers are flooding in like from New York or something.
Right.
Crazy. Rodney and whom else?
Cranky.
Cranky? Haven't talked to Cranky in a long time. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing fine out here in this beautiful weather. Man.
It is. It's a little warm, but it's pretty.
Yeah. And y'all guys are stuck up in that attic. And I'm driving this truck. I should have took some vacation days at home. But anyway, let me answer the other guy's question real quick, because I've said this several times. I want everybody in America to listen to this. All right. The reason why the Democrats are doing all this is because they want to bankrupt our country. It's part of the strategy. Flood it with illegal aliens. Start all these social programs. Give away all the money. It's the quickest way to bankrupt the country, run an economy into the ground, and stand in American people. This is all we can do. We have to change the Constitution and laws, and we have to do this because it just ain't working. This is their scheme. This is the whole scheme behind the Democrats is to bankrupt the country. Remember, people, they hate America. Okay? So, anyway, I'm glad to see that Trump has pivoted today. Have you noticed that, Dan?
And pivoted in what way? Were you talking about going back to investigate the investigators?
No. When he was getting on the airplane today, he told the Democrats, why don't y'all quit messing around with all this stupid stuff that you're doing and get back to work for American people? Cutting taxes, taking care of the medical problems we have in this country, and doing some work that he was sent to Washington, D.C. to do. People, watch the Democrats and watch what they do. They have no interest in putting wealth into this country or money into your pocket. They are trying to kill the economy, slow down the president in any way they can. Just open your eyes and look. These people don't love the country we love. They claim to be Americans, but I think they're American. It's not a joke no more, people. We're fighting for our grandchildren, our country. And you know what, Dan? It's just remarkable to see these people just... I'm not even going to say it. I just want them to keep on doing it. What do you think about all this, Dan? I mean... everybody wants to keep talking about the mullet. I'm not following...
That's all they've got.
Yep,
Rodney, they don't. If they start talking, they can't talk about the economy. They can't talk about business. They can't talk about the good things that are happening out there. They got to talk about big old bad Donald Trump. What has Trump done wrong today? And they think that's a winning strategy for 2020.
Well, and Rodney, a good rule to carry with you in all ways and at all times for politics is you don't have to prove yourself a saint. You just prove the other guy's more of a sinner. And that's what their strategy is. He's so bad. He's so corrupt. He's done illegal things. And it means they don't have to show how good they are, which they don't want to talk about. I mean, if you've seen some of these recent town halls, it's a joke.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. The ways they're going, the direction they're going on some things, and we're going to talk about that during the show, it is amazing.
Yeah,
if you think about the things
that
they're talking about, Bernie Sanders is talking about letting incarcerated prisoners vote.
Yeah, well, you know...
That is amazing to me.
Dan, yeah. I try to stay nice about this, but I'm going to tell y'all, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. If any of y'all out there are Democrats today, after all of this, you're a bunch of idiots. stay with them because we don't want you over in our party. We don't need y'all bunch of retards, American-hating people in the Republican Party. If you're a Democrat and you see us, what we're doing with this country and what Donald Trump is doing, and you cannot pull yourself together enough to say that he's doing good, then I say, we don't need you, baby. We don't need you.
One question for you, Rodney. What do you really think?
What I really think about all of this is I think Hillary Clinton should have kept her mouth shut. She's going to jail. Believe me. And if you think I'm joking, believe me, Hillary Clinton spoke one too many times. I really believe that. And the Democrats, they're going to wake up and realize that they're going to be caught up in a whole lot of mess. Look, I'll go back to what Trump said originally. He said, if y'all take a warlike posture with me, you're going to get a warlike posture back. And I say, bring the whole chest of war toward them, Trump. Bring everything you got. Hit them with everything, expose everything, even the deals with all their stuff they've done up there, senators and everything. I say, put all of that on the table. Walk out after 8 years and set up the next person that you want to, you know, put in office for us to elect. We got America back, and these idiots don't even need to know how to challenge it to get it back. And it's a shame. But I'm saying my prayers every day, because if Hillary Clinton be in office, Lord have mercy on our country.
On our souls, too. Rodney, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you. You drive safe, my friend. Frankie, hang on for me. Going to a break. Damn our show. Remember, Maritime Strange in the house at 1 o'clock.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, it's Emily from Blue Water Broadcasting. On location at Montgomery Subaru on Eastern Boulevard. We're here until 1 o'clock today as part of our Paw It Forward donation drive to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville-Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. You know, these folks do amazing work at the Humane Societies in the River Region, and they need your help to make sure that their shelves stay stocked and the four-legged friends that we love have everything they need. So food, toys, blankets, even cleaning supplies could help out the River Region Humane Societies. So swing on by Montgomery Subaru on Eastern Boulevard. We're here until 1 o'clock. Don't forget, you can always check out our website for more information on how you can help out the Humane Societies. We look forward to seeing you, and thank you again for all your support of Blue Water Broadcasting and our Paw It Forward donation drive.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
We're fighting all the subpoenas.
President Trump, before leaving for a drug summit, signaling he will not cooperate with Democratic lawmakers who are asking for his tax returns and to speak with staffers a day earlier.
The president told the Washington Post that he's opposed to current and former White House aides providing testimony to congressional panels. The president not giving a legal rationale for rebuffing Congress.
Fox's John Decker. And Boeing missing Wall Street expectations as its bottom line takes a hit from its grounded 737 MAX jet.
Sales hit $22.9 billion. That's a 2% drop from the first quarter last year. Net earnings were $2.1 billion, a drop of 13%. Earnings per share, which is what investors look at, is down to $3.75 a share. That's 10% lower than last year.
Fox's Dan Springer. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy another warm, quiet day before this next storm system begins to affect our forecast. For today, with a high temperature in the middle 80s, it'll be partly to mostly sunny. So we're dry today and we're dry tonight. Partly cloudy to cloudy at times. Mild overnight low temperature around 60. Then tomorrow, I think we're at least in the low 80s. Maybe some widely scattered showers possible tomorrow afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow night and into Friday. And I can't rule out a few stronger storms. We'll keep an eye on that. Friday's high around 80. And then some pretty nice weather returning over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228, that's where we are. A minor maritime strange will be in the house 105 today. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Cranky. Cranky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good, my friend. How are you and how have you been?
Oh, so far, so good. I tell you, Dan, you know, you're on a heck of a great talk show, but don't ever get into the music, rock music concert promoting business, because putting me up after Rodney is like putting Tiny Tim up after the Rolling Stones, man. I'm just like, you just killed me. You just killed me. I always like what Rodney has to say. He's exactly right, but they're not... the Democrats, they're not Americans. They can do it. They're Amerawants. It doesn't rhyme with Americans, but that's more what it's like. They can, but they won't, because it doesn't fit their agenda. It doesn't fit who they are. They have every capability, and they have as much initiative that we do. It's just going in the opposite direction. And, you know, to say that they're stupid, there's a small percentage of them that are stupid and that are followers, but the majority of them, they know good and damn well they're destroying this country. That's what it's all about in the first place. But getting back to Donald Trump and the obstruction, you know, you can't have obstruction on something that isn't there. That's like winding up in municipal court and the only charge you got is resisting arrest. Well, what was the other charge? There wasn't another charge. You know, it's the same thing. You know, if there's no other charge, then there shouldn't have been any arrest in the first place. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. It's, you know, they're trying to do a catch-all of, you know, like a disorderly conduct charge. You know, that covers everything. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're just trying to smear him because, you know.
Yeah, they're just trying to smear him. That's all it is.
That's all it is. You know. They don't have a record to run on, because that's even more embarrassing. You know, and Bernie Sanders, yeah, he's talking about he wants people in prison to vote. Well, you know, what else is new? Anything that's detrimental to this country and the good of this country, he's going to be for it. But once again, he's not stupid. He said himself, I think it was either earlier this week or late last week, if the Democrats keep running on impeach Trump, impeach Trump, impeach Trump, we're going to lose. He's not stupid. None of them are.
Yeah.
Lyle Waffle's not stupid. Now Sheila Jackson Lee, and old Hank over in Georgia, maybe. But they still got there. Somebody brought them to the dance. They didn't just wander in there lost. But I'm wandering and rambling my own self. I'll cut you loose and let you get to a caller that makes sense. Just wanted to throw that in there.
You have a great day, Cranky. Good talking
Thanks
to you.
Thanks for picking me up and getting me on the payroll. You have a great day.
You got it, buddy. Let's continue on with Rudy. And he's going to talk about Barr and then Ukraine and a Biden connection here. Listen into this. This is chock full of a lot of details.
So do you think William Barr is actually going to follow up and hold people?
I have absolutely no doubt.
No doubt.
I have no inside information, zero, other than the fact that this is a man who believes in justice. If you believe in justice, this can't help but anger you and frighten you. If this can be done to the President of the United States, a frame-up like this, it can be done to any of us. And believe me, this wasn't by accident. This wasn't like, oh, this looking at this collusion. Something like this has all the markings of rogue counterintelligence guys setting up Papadopoulos, setting up the meeting with Don Jr., starting an investigation based on what Papadopoulos said is worthless. He just said the Russians have dirty information. And they start this gigantic investigation. Comey starts it right after he finishes with Hillary. And he takes the same people who investigated Hillary who were in love with her, Peter Strzok, and hated Trump, puts them in charge of it. All those things have to be explored and more. And I ask you to keep your eye on Ukraine. Because in Ukraine, a lot of the dirty work was done in digging up the information. American officials we used, Ukrainian officials we used. That's like collusion with the Ukrainians. Mm-hmm. And, or actually in this case, conspiracy with the Ukrainians. I think it gets some interesting information about Joe Biden from Ukraine, about his son, Hunter Biden, about a company he was on the board of for years, which may be one of the most crooked companies in Ukraine, Ukrainian-Russian company. Not a Ukrainian, you know, big difference there. Yanukovych, the guy they tossed out, and Manafort got in all the trouble with, he the guy who owns it worked for Yanukovych, pulled $10 billion out of the Ukraine, has been a fugitive, was a fugitive when Biden's kid first went to work there. And Biden bragged about the fact that he got the prosecutor general fired. Prosecutor general was investigating his son, and then the investigation went south.
That is chock full of information. Now, did you notice how he said, I have no inside information? Yeah, he knows something.
That's cute. Yeah.
He knows something. And you can tell. You can tell by what the president said. You can tell by what the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, just said. And they're telegraphing this thing all over the place. I've learned to read their sign language here. And they're telegraphing. What he just said is exactly what they feel is going to happen. Okay, now Giuliani's going to be talking about Hillary Clinton and the Mueller team.
Something that struck me is when Hillary Clinton said, if it were anyone else, they would have been indicted. I thought, that's what everyone said about you after James Comey had that press conference when you committed the crime
of
using your secret emails and then smashing them, bleach bidding, which shows intent. But anyway, let's move on to a different topic. The president
and Comey came to just the opposite conclusion. There was no proof of intent.
Reasonable.
And she made several false statements, and she had her people destroyed.
And not to mention,
and none of them were indicted.
I know.
How about the guy who actually did it? Boom, boom, boom. They weren't indicted. Nobody tried to turn them the way they put Manafort in jail and in solitary confinement to turn him. I mean, they used every lever at their disposal to get him. It was an enthusiastic, overzealous, I believe, unethical group of prosecutors, some of them with a long history of lack of ethics. And they still couldn't get him.
So back to the Mueller report.
Couldn't get him. They couldn't make an obstruction case, so they had to throw all this garbage out and then leave a lot of facts out, which they did.
Yep.
You read about Cohen. You don't read about why you can't believe Cohen. They had a duty to lay out the things that make Cohen's testimony incredible. The fact that he perjured himself in front of Congress a couple weeks ago.
That, when you hear Rudy, and he's like spot on something that is not what he's normally talking about, he's telegraphing something to you, I promise you. So let's stay with Rudy. He's going to be talking about the House investigations.
You're on the inside that the president is upset that aides testified in front of Congress and they were taking notes and that was using the Mueller report. Quote, there was no reason to go any further, and especially in Congress where it's very partisan, obviously very partisan. I allowed my lawyers and all the people to go and testify to Mueller. And you know how I feel about that whole group of people that did the Mueller report. I was so transparent. They testified for so many hours, the president says. They have all that information that has been given. I could have taken the absolute opposite route. He's talking about the fact that he could have invoked executive privilege.
Like Clinton did. Day after day.
To show up and
well, now,
before Congress.
Now, he's given him everything. I'm not making this decision. This is White House counsel, executive privilege. I wouldn't give him a damn thing. I'd make him go to court and justify their investigation. I don't think they can. I'd also have him go to court and say, how can we expect fairness when a guy like Cohen comes in front of you? Elijah Cummings says, I'm going to throw the book at you if you lie. And then he insults Cummings by lying to him at least seven times. I'll give you just one quickly, just like that. I never asked for a pardon. Read the report. The report says he asked for a pardon. I know he asked for a pardon because he asked me through his lawyer for a pardon. His lawyer has testified he asked for a pardon. Another one of his lawyers. I got five witnesses for that one.
After him,
I never asked for a job. I'll get Chris Cuomo's tape where 2 days after the election, he says, I want to be chief of staff, and I'll play it against his tape, which says, I never asked for a job. Perjury. Perjury. Now, if you're conducting,
go after him?
Well, if Cummings doesn't go after him, if Cummings doesn't join the referral, then I would say he has proven he is an illegitimate chairman who is conducting a committee hearing for the Democratic National Committee, not for Congress. This is not a congressional hearing. They're making a mockery of a congressional hearing. What legislation are they going to pass? Don't commit perjury? What are they going to pass with his taxes? IRS has investigated his taxes. They exist to come after us if we don't pay our taxes. We know they're damn good, and they're confidential, and they don't leak. If they haven't gone after him on taxes for that six-year period, then there's nothing wrong with his taxes. Then they can't investigate his taxes better than the IRS. They want his taxes to embarrass him.
It's just all political.
And that's why a court has a very good chance of ruling. This is obstructive. This is harassment. This is not the proper use of legislative power.
All right.
But fight every subpoena. They are entitled to nothing. This is like the judge saying, I'm going to hang you, but let's have a little trial first.
I had a professor come up to me on Sunday and said, I think that they're not going to honor the subpoena because of the executive privileges in the different parts of government. Because, as he explained to me, when DOJ was asking McGahn questions, that was DOJ executive branch talking to the executive branch. When you have the legislative branch asking the executive branch person for something, that's something different, and then you can do executive privilege there.
Well, and they could have done it with the DOJ, but they chose not to in order to err on the side of transparency. I found a video that was very interesting last night because we've heard this name, Don McGahn, you know, White House counsel, a lot. He's one of the first people Nadler subpoenaed and one of the first fights we're going to have. But if you've only heard the name Don McGahn in the press or from Dan or I's lips or whatever, maybe you read the name in the Mueller report. There's a video out there. Don McGahn it came out yesterday with the Oxford Union. So it's a bunch of students, and there's some interlocutor, some questioner up there asking him a few questions. But it gives you an idea of who Don McGahn actually is. He does an opening statement, talks about how proud he is to get people like Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. And I would just say this, Dan, from listening to that long interview and him handling a lot of what I would consider pretty biased or pointed questions. I don't think Don McGahn's a bad guy in this at all, folks. I think Don McGahn's actually very much a team player, a brilliant man, and I don't think the Democrats, even if they got him in front of Congress in a hearing, would get what they wanted.
We didn't get to the clip I can't remember what day it was, but Rudy basically was saying that what Mueller did was misquote Don McGahn.
Right.
And was taking things that he said and taking them either A, out of context, or taking a piece of what he said and adding another piece to come up with a different thing out of it.
And what's interesting in this Oxford Union speech talk Q&A, McGahn lays out kind of the history of the Justice Department and what's happened. And he does one point he makes clear, and it's interesting, gives some insight of what he thought his role was when Trump came, as kind of make clear to President Trump, I'm not your personal lawyer. I represent the president, not Donald Trump, the president.
Right.
And I think there might have been some confusion on Trump's part initially, but the way it's laid out in the Mueller report, it's almost like Trump had this adversarial relationship with McGahn, but from hearing McGahn talk himself, finally now free to talk in public, he wouldn't go into specifics for good reason on the Mueller report, but you can tell that I think McGahn, it makes sense what Giuliani said.
How would he do testifying before Congress?
Oh, he'd be very good. He'd be very, very good. He's a brilliant
mind. How long is the piece?
It's about an hour. Okay. And he's a brilliant mind. He takes the role of appointing conservative judges all across the court system, including the Supreme Court justices, very seriously. And you can tell this is a very smart man. Like, they asked him about, you're part of the Federalist Society, and aren't they just handpicking judges? And he the way he handled that question was brilliant. He's like, that's a Democratic talking point. The Federalist Society's, you know, I've been there since the beginning in the 80s when it got started. It's more a networking group, and I've met a lot of brilliant people working there. Just search that out. Don McGahn, Oxford Union, folks. It's an enlightening piece, and I think it'll put some people at ease on who Don McGahn is.
News on 93.1, Dan Morris Show will be back after this brief break.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From luxury truck to work truck, Ram trucks deliver a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. And right now, during our 2019 spring sales event, you can save up to $14,300 on all new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn crew cabs in stock at Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They are designed to last and they are priced to move. If you're looking for premium comfort in the new benchmark for SUVs, look no further than the 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The new Jeep Grand Cherokee is raising the bar in luxury and performance. You can find your freedom and save big during Jeep Freedom Days at Brubaker. For a limited time, lease a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $327 a month. Come test drive a Ram truck, 1500 Bighorn, or Jeep Grand Cherokee at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. Ram truck stock number R9093. Grand Cherokee 36-month lease requires first payment. Tax, tag, title, and fees at signing. $12,000 per year mileage limit. All offers expire April 30th.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's try to pick up Catherine Herridge on Trump and the House Dems request. Tells you a lot here, guys.
Between the White House and Congress, where Democrats are demanding testimony by several administration officials related to the Mueller matter. The president telling the Washington Post there is no reason for that testimony after cooperation with Bob Mueller's investigation and Kellyanne Conway last hour here on our program hitting back at the White House opponents.
I think the Democrats have a decision to make. Are you going to talk for the rest of 2019 into 2020 about impeachment or infrastructure, about drug pricing or dragging down a president? They have to be honest with the people of this country whom they also represent as to whether they are serious about having bipartisan action to try to solve the problems of this nation.
We start with Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge, who is live in Washington.
The president told the Washington Post that he is against his aides testifying to Congress after sitting for hours of interviews with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigators over nearly a two-year period. This morning on Twitter, the president unloaded on the Russia investigation and House Democrats tweeting, "No high crimes and misdemeanors. There are no crimes by me at all. All of the crimes were committed by crooked Hillary, the Dems, the DNC, and dirty cops. We waited for Mueller and won. So now the Dems look to Congress as last hope. The former White House counsel Don McGahn was subpoenaed by Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee to testify on May 21st. McGahn is important because he's at the center of the obstruction findings in the Mueller report. It found that in mid-2017, the president asked McGahn to fire Mueller, but he refused. McGahn's critics say he was a weak White House counsel, allowing the FBI to interview former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn without prior notification. And they also claim he assured those close to the president his testimony to Mueller did not amount to a roadmap on obstruction. The Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee said in a statement, quote, "Our request covers the subjects described by Mr. McGahn to the special counsel and described by special counsel Mueller to the American public in his report. As such, the moment for the White House to assert some privilege to prevent this testimony from being heard has long since passed." This morning on Fox, the president's personal attorney said the White House counsel and others should take a firm position after providing dozens of witness interviews and over a million records.
He's given them everything. I'm not making this decision. This is White House counsel, executive privilege. I wouldn't give him a damn thing. I'd make him go to court and justify their investigation. I don't think they can.
Fox News has confirmed that the framework for the McGahn interview and others was this 2008 Office of Legal Counsel memo that makes clear that the sharing of information within the executive branch can happen. That includes the special counsel, but privilege still stands if shared outside that branch with entities like Congress, Bill.
So that was pretty firm on the White House and on Trump's part and saying that, nah, that ain't going to happen. And you can kind of tell the tone is different here, and that's what I'm looking for. I always look for the little gold nuggets I find, but the tone is really the thing that I'm trying to find, and the tone has changed. And I said to you on Monday and also yesterday, it's kind of a rush for the door. The Dems, in doing their congressional hearings, can they damage Trump enough before the IG report comes out and we get into this FISA stuff? Because I clearly see from listening to Rudy Giuliani and others that Barr is on this and the IG is about to go and be out on this thing, I think, in a matter of weeks. I think we're probably 3 to 4 weeks away from the IG report. And I think that's going to be explosive. And the thing that the Dems then are going to have to do is back off and back up. And because it's really going to change everything about them. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the year?